motivated investigation.
Fox's Rich Edson. Game four of the World Series tonight. Last night, Houston ruined the return of the Fall Classic to Washington.
The Astros take game three over the Washington Nationals 4-1, spoiling the first World Series game in Washington, D.C. in 86 years. The Nationals also losing for the first time this postseason since game three of the NLDS.
Fox's Matt Napolitano. The World Series is on Fox. America's listening to Fox News.
We love shopping at Kaiser. The staff and service is great, and Stella always helps us find the exact right piece.
At Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings, we have exciting new furniture arriving, including two new lines you'll love. Save up to 60% on furniture we need to move for the new lines. Open a Synchrony account, and you may qualify for a $50 gift card and get up to 18 months interest-free financing. Remember, our sales tax is only 8.25%. Shop wiser, buy Kaiser, and be ready for the holidays. 4044 Wetumpka Highway.
See Kaiser for details on how to receive the gift card and special financing. Some restrictions apply.
Thanks for calling Tire City. This is Jared. How can I help you?
Jared, is it true?
Is what true?
That Tire City is now selling four tires for the price of three.
Absolutely. Buy three tires, get the fourth free.
You can't do that.
Yes, we can. We got a great deal on a truckload of tires, and we're passing the savings on.
Oh, come on, Jared. You must be losing your shirt on every sale.
Nah. Well, maybe so.
Buy tires, expert service, Tire City.
Sale ends October 31st.
Hey, Bob, I'm looking for a pharmacy, and I was wondering which one you and Pam use.
We've used Adams Drugs for years. You know, I take a lot of medications for my diabetes, so I needed someone that could partner with me in keeping everything under control.
I understand. I'm on a lot as well, and I can't always see my doctor when I have questions.
My Adams Drugs pharmacist answers all my questions, and they take the time to make sure I understand. I trust them completely.
Sounds like I need to call Adams Drugs. You have their number?
The best thing is to check their website at adamsdrugs.net. That way you can check which of the 12 locations is nearest you and give them a call.
I did see that Adams is now a Health Mart pharmacy. Were they bought out?
No, Health Mart is their national buying group that allows Adams to purchase at a much lower price. Nothing has changed. Adams Drugs has served the River Region for 56 years, and believe me, that will not change.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Give us a call and see how we can be your healthcare partner. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Rusty here from our friend David Ernest and the Health and Wealth Show. David just started his 60-minute version of the program. The show's on every weeknight from 6 until 7 right here on News Talk 93.1. And David needs listeners. If you could see this little sad-eyed puppy right here, you'd know how David feels. And here's where you can help. We know that Greg Budell has listeners, Dan Morris has listeners, Joey Clark has listeners, so we've devised a new program called the Listener Relocation Program. For as little as 60 minutes a day, you can become a listener of the Health and Wealth Show. In return, you'll get some great financial advice from David Ernest, and this poor little sad-eyed puppy won't be so confused. Tune in each weekday evening from 6 until 7. And call David Ernest at 334-272-9228. Just think about David. Think about the little sad-eyed puppy. Knock it off. That's not funny anymore.
What we do is who we are. Whether you're a nurse, a carpenter, a truck driver, or a salesperson, our work defines us. And when we can do what we love and help others at the same time, that's when you know you've found a rewarding career. The Alabama Department of Labor is committed to helping you get there with on-the-job training, work-based learning, apprenticeships, and more. So when you're ready to begin your next career, ask yourself, who do you want to be? Sponsored by the ADOL, ACRI, ABA, and this station.
This is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Sarah was looking for a job, but wanted to stay local.
That's right.
First, she built a giant satellite, then launched it into space to send a signal transmitting her resume. This did not lend Sarah a job, but it did start a war with the Zarkon Nebula.
I went too far.
Yes, Sarah went too far. But you don't have to go too far to go far. Montgomery area helpwanted.com only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. Montgomery area helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather. Hi, everybody. The risk of showers and thunderstorms will continue into the evening hours tonight before ending. We are in a marginal severe weather risk. Cooler air follows the frontal passage. Overnight low temperature tonight drops to about 56. It will continue to be windy. For tomorrow, cloudy early, then mostly sunny with a high temperature in the mid-70s on Sunday. Dry weather on Monday with highs in the upper 70s and mostly sunny skies, and showers return on Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Let me move this microphone so you people can hear me here. Now, from the plush, dimly lit Blue Water Broadcasting Studios, high atop the glorious Budell Building in hysterical Montgomery, Alabama, the capital of dreams. Hey, they put it on our trash cans, but, you know, maybe accidentally and not on purpose, we got the cans that Chattanooga was supposed to get, and they got ours. Who knows? But regardless, it's time once again for the River Region's only program dedicated to the seeking of truth, no matter what it uncovers or who it may implicate. Yes, dear listener, dear ladies and gentlemen, it's time yet again for Clearing the Air. As always, I am your intrepid host, a man really struggling to deal with the mind and body infested with a progressive bioweapon, the powers that shouldn't be called Morgellons. My name's Terry Adams. Welcome to our program. Now, it's important that all of you know that I really am an egomaniac with an inferiority complex, which makes life a little different and, in a word, unrewarding for me. But it doesn't have to be that way for you. Put on the armor of God, swim against the current of the world, because the world is evil, folks. Well, tonight in the studio, there are three of us. From my left to right, we have my friend and brother in Christ, Jason Johnson. Say hello to the folks, Jason.
Hello to the folks, Jason.
I'm glad you're here, my brother. And of course, without further ado, the Dean of the College of Celestial Knowledge. You know him, you love him, and doggone it, you just can't live without him. The incomparable postman. He's looking at me like, oh, what are you talking about? Welcome, my friend.
Good to be here once again.
It is good to be here once again. It really is, isn't it? Now, here's the important stuff, folks. Please listen very carefully. Put your thinking caps, get them out, put them on top of your heads. Very important. You're going to need them tonight. You really are. Here's the deal. Do not believe a single thing you hear tonight, as it's not our intention to convince you of anything. It's not our desire to talk you into anything. And it's certainly not our job to forcefully awaken you to the truth. We're just going to lay it out there. You do what you wish with it. But you better start paying attention, folks, because time is running out. Now, my daddy always said, he said a lot of stuff to me, and I didn't listen to most of it, but something given to you will never mean as much as something you have to work for, and that is correct in any and all situations. So what that means is do your own research and never, ever, ever listen to someone who claims to have all the answers, because no one does. Trust me on that. The more arrogant and smug they are, the less you should trust what they tell you. Words to live by, my friends. But it's good to be back behind the microphone. It's been a very strange week for me. You know, there's always, seems to always be something going on that prevents me from being in my comfort zone. You know, that really, really small and ever-shrinking area where I'm at ease with everything, especially myself. Because I, like most humans, do not like change, and it seems that every day brings more and more unwanted change. The thing that gets me is that for no apparent reason, other than they want to change things, they change things. It reminds me of the oft-repeated phrase in the remembrances of a guy named Dr. Day. Now, he was a doctor who, along with dozens of other doctors, attended the New World Order seminar. They had a luncheon in Chicago back in the early 70s. They were not allowed to record it. They were even forbidden to take notes, but Dr. Day had a photographic memory. And upon returning to his home in Florida, he recorded everything he was told at that seminar. One of the things the presenter repeated continually is, and I quote, "People will need to get used to change." Yes, they will. Also discussed at this closed-door session was how the system was going to encourage the elderly to take their own lives by doing many small things to make the older people believe they were worthless and they had nothing to contribute to society. Now, this is where we got the next to impossible to open medicine bottle caps. This is where we get the really, really, really small print that you just about have to have a magnifying glass to read, along with dozens of other subtle machinations that's all designed to encourage the elderly to check out early from this life. This is just so evil. You can follow the motives for this back to the same five-letter word that starts with a G, it has two E's in it, along with an R, and it has an E on, a D on the end. And I'm talking about greed. It's one of the seven big ones that explains why our world seems to be locked in a time warp, stuck on oil and asphalt, when the technology exists to travel amongst the stars without leaving a single puff of exhaust. Folks, the truth is there's technologies out there that have been kept from us, technologies that could change this world into veritable paradise, yet a handful of uber-wealthy corporations owned by 13 uber-wealthy families, they're keeping this from us. Can you imagine what would happen to the infrastructure surrounding, let's say, the internal combustion engine if a new type of engine was released that required no oil, no gas, had no internal explosions to regulate, therefore produced no hydrocarbons to pollute our already polluted world? What if the fuel source of this engine was already all around us, in the air, just waiting to be utilized? Do you know what that would do to the oil companies? See, the problem is the people who own the oil companies have used their immense wealth to position themselves to where they can also control the patents on this new type of technology. Well, I suppose now would be as good a place as any to repeat my oft-mentioned mantra of money equals power and power equals control. That's the problem, folks. That's the problem. So it is to their benefit, their financial benefit, that is, to hold back this technology, never mind the good it could do the planet. These Luciferian psychopaths care only for themselves and the one they worship and the one they serve. They don't care about us. You know, if you listen to the owners, George Carlin, he repeats that. They don't care about you. They don't care about you. They don't care about us. We are cattle to them, folks. Nothing more. We are a resource. We're consumers. That's all we are. Now, you put a bunch of us in large numbers and you get us awakened, and they fear that. That's really the only thing they do fear, is a united populace, because we could stop this. We could stop this in a second. That's why they keep bringing up stuff from the past to keep us divided by race, by religion, by creed, you name it. They've got to keep us divided, folks. They have to keep us at each other so they can continually ease off into the distance where we can't catch them. That's what's happening, folks. I found something very, very interesting. I haven't shared it with Postman yet, or Jason for that matter, but Postman specifically, because this has a lot to do with everything he's been saying since he's been on this program, and it's fascinating. Supposedly, there's a letter from some of the controllers in the universe, and what they've done, the intervention program that they've got going on. Anyway, we'll get into that as the show goes on. It's going to be a fun show tonight. I want to thank you, Mr. Rick Peters, for allowing us to play in this radio world of yours. Every Saturday night, we're on here for 4 hours trying to get the truth out to you folks. And we were talking before the show, do you really think any other network in this town would let us say the things we say? No.
Nope.
Blue Water, the independent, little independent series of stations, this is the only one that's going to let me say the truth. It's the only one that's going to let me tell you what's going on, folks. There's a reason for that. There's a reason for that. All right, guys, it's going to be a fun show. Like I said, we're going to get into a little bit of everything tonight. So please hold your calls. We'll get into calls in the second hour. Believe me, you got 4 hours. You've got plenty of time to take calls. So just hold your calls for now, and we'll be back in three very, very short, fun minutes.
Are you ready for some football? Whether you yell War Eagle or Roll Tide, if you're fourth and goal, then it's time you call in a special team, Alabama Home Mortgage. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. With a starting lineup like ours, you can rest assured that you are dealing with the MVPs of the mortgage industry here at Alabama Home Mortgage. Do you feel like you're being blocked on every play? Take a timeout and make the call that will change it all. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223, or you can visit our website, alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com, and select the Blink link to get started today. Together, we can create the playbook that will lead to your financial victory. Don't let the clock run out. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223, or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Billy here from AutoSave Tire and Automotive. If you need tires, come to the tire experts. We have over 200,000 tires at our disposal daily, all at the best prices. Check out our website, autosavetires.net, for your fast, free, online bottom dollar price. That's right, you can get an instant quote on your new tires, including installation, right from your computer or phone. No hassle, no haggle, bottom line pricing. So shop us and compare. We even beat tire rack prices. Check out all our services at autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Come to where your auto saves you.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hotline on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Montgomery Area Help Wanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, what does collate mean?
Oh, hey, Dave. I think it means to flush.
Oh, thanks, Dave.
Well, better start collating the boss's sales pitch.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Montgomery Area Help Wanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Dave is a common name used in a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hey, welcome back to the program.
Well, thank you.
You bet. November 9th, 1731, there was a man born in Baltimore County, Maryland. The words, all men are created equal, had meaning to this man. This man's name was Benjamin Banneker. I don't know if you've ever heard of him.
Oh, yes.
He was a free black man and descendant of former slaves. Now, Banneker had been limited to a few scattered months of education through the Quakers in a Quaker schoolhouse. But from a very early age, he exhibited a mathematical and scientific genius. Now, listen to this. As a young farmer, he decided to build a clock that struck the hours, even though he had never seen one. He made it completely out of wood, painstakingly carving every gear and wheel with his pocket knife. This thing worked properly for over 40 years. Age 57, he borrowed some books and a telescope from a neighbor, a man named George Ellicott, and taught himself astronomical calculations. This allowed him to successfully predict a 1789 solar eclipse. A couple of years later, 1791, he helped lay out the boundaries of the nation's new capital in the District of Columbia.
Mm-hmm.
From 1792 to 1797, he furnished the astronomical tables for his own almanac. His yearly journal spread, it was very famous back in the day, and he was known as the African astronomer. Abolitionists used this to fight anti-black stereotypes. Now, he sent a copy of his first almanac to then-Secretary of State Thomas Jefferson, along with a letter reminding him of the ideals he had expressed in the Declaration of Independence. You know, all men are created equal. He wrote Jefferson that he had hoped that, quote, your sentiments are concurrent with mine, which are that one universal Father hath given being to us all, and that he hath afforded us all the same sensations and endowed us all with the same faculties. Jefferson's cordial reply expressed satisfaction to see such proofs as you exhibit, he said. Interesting. A better observation came from Maryland's James McHenry, a signer of the Constitution. He said that the powers of the mind are disconnected to the color of the skin. I love that story. Amen. I'd never heard of this guy.
Yeah, and it's absolutely right. And there's a really long story behind Benjamin Banneker. I'm kind of glad you brought that up. And there was another black man that paved the way for him that was in Boston.
What was his name?
That nobody knew about. Actually, people do know about him, but they don't know the whole story behind the story.
Of course, they never do.
His name was Crispus Attucks.
Yeah, the first one to be shot in the War of Independence. Shot heard around the world.
What was his name? Christopher?
Crispus Attucks.
Christmas.
Crispus.
Yeah.
Yeah, the none other than the Boston Massacre.
Yeah.
All right. I know a lot of you guys that are ascended out there, I bet you're cringing. Don't say it on air.
What?
Well.
Say it.
Don't worry, I'm not going to say it.
What are you not going to say? I'm missing it. I'm out of the loop. Crispus Attucks.
Yeah, the reason why he died.
Well,
The reason why he was the first one to die in the Boston Massacre.
In the American Revolution. What happened?
Well, there's a story behind that story. And it's... And it deeply involves the M word. M-A-S-O.
Ah, those guys.
Yes.
Imagine that. Guys. What doesn't involve those?
Yes. Yes, it does.
So he wasn't one of those. No, they won't allow blacks in, so he wasn't one of those. Right? Why are you looking at me like that? Why are you giving me that look?
Well,
They do let them in. They don't let them in. I didn't think they let them or women in.
Well, let's just say not long after that, the Prince Hall sect was founded.
Ah. Okay.
All right. And Benjamin Banneker was one. And he was the one, he along with Pierre L'Enfant, the Frenchman, they were the one that actually, you know, designed the Capitol. Benjamin Franklin penned it. And yes, he was a draftsman, black statesman at the time, mm-hmm. and a astronomer, for sure.
Wow. Brilliant people. You know, folks, these bodies we have, they're just vessels. They hold our consciousness, that little bit of God we call a soul. That's all they are. They're containers. They're physical containers. They're nothing more. I hope you realize that. Wow. I'm sitting here looking at a file on the Secret Space Program, and it's like pages and pages and pages and pages and pages long. It's incredible. Let's see. What do we want to get in? Oh, I want to get into something first that, it's better to die in the cause of freedom than to live in comfort as a slave. I heard that this week. I forget what I heard it, what show I heard it on, but that's so, so true. It's better. Well, I forgot what I said. I've already gotten rid of it. But you remember what I said. Somebody out there does. So, sorry. It's been that kind of day. I hope everybody's having a good night. If you're an Auburn fan, I'm sorry. I hope that maybe Auburn will come back and win. I don't know, but Oklahoma got beat today. That was interesting. And you know what kills me about that game is, was it Kansas State that beat them? It happens every time. They almost let Oklahoma come back and beat them because they got away from what got them ahead to begin with. And it kills me when teams do that. You know, they have this great game plan, and they're beat up on some highly ranked team. They get way ahead, and then they get real conservative. Stay with what got you there to begin with. Don't run the ball three straight times and punt. They're going to come back and beat you if you do that. It almost happened, but they hung on and win. But anyway. Okay, I'm not ready to read that yet. That's too long of a read. The movie 9 Months. And the few times I watch TV, I'm very persnickety about what I see. I get upset when they get things wrong, like the sound of a motorcycle. They always have a two-stroke sound when it's a four-stroke. Lynn was watching 9 Months, the movie. It's an older movie that was on TV the other day, and it showed he's driving a 911. Looks like an SC, maybe a late 70s model SC. Well, he's told by the annoying car salesman in the movie that the 911's a two-seater and there's no room for a kid. Well, 911's aren't two-seaters. 911's have back seats. Stuff like that bugs me. But anyway, let's see. I talked about that already. The percentage of Christians in America has hit an all-time low. And this is the great falling away that the Bible has told us will take place when we get towards the end. It's estimated that 98% of the colonists that founded this country were Christians. The Christian faith played a critical role in the development of our form of government, and down throughout history, every generation of Americans were overwhelmingly Christian. But now things are changing. The Pew Research Center now says 65% of Americans now consider themselves Christians. That's the lowest ever recorded.
Wow. It's separating the wheat from the chaff.
Exactly. Exactly. Well said. There's a movie on Charter, on Free Movies, called Atlantis, the Lost Continent. It's a really campy 1961 movie, but yeah. At the beginning of the movie, the narrator tells us, and this is fascinating, that we got two huge continents separated, one on each side of the world. Elephants are not found on our side, yet they're depicted in cave drawings all over this continent. Why is that? And then also, both continents had the zodiac arranged identically. Both used the same decimal point-based 10 mathematical system. Both used the same precious metal, silver and gold, as currency and as decorations. And when Columbus came here, he found banana trees, which cannot be grown from seeds. Bananas were European only. So how did they get here? Not to mention the pyramids of Mexico and Egypt were found to be built on identical architectural principles. Then, of course, the big one, Noah's Flood, or the huge deluge that every past civilization has talked about. The Gilgamesh, the something of Gilgamesh. I forget what that's called.
Epic.
Yes, the Epic of Gilgamesh. I actually had that written. The Epic of Gilgamesh, all that stuff is told throughout the world. But how did the two major divided continents advance at the same rate? Now, some will say the whole Columbus discovered America thing's hogwash, which it is, and that the Vikings had been here many times previous to 1492, and maybe that does explain it, but...
Chinese came first.
Probably. Chinese did everything first. Gunpowder, fireworks, whole nine yards. Others hold that the legend of Atlantis, a third major landmass, connected the two huge continents. What do you think about that? Do you think Atlantis was that big?
Yes, it's coming back.
Did it connect the two continents?
Yeah, it was a there was a body of water, you know, between the two, but it sat right out in the middle of
Atlantic.
In Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah.
And the Bimini Road is part of it.
Oh man, that's incredible.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you know,
and the Azores is what's left.
Casey said it would be found down there.
Yeah, the Azores is what's left of it.
Wow.
That's a remnant.
Hmm. The Azores. Yep. Wow. Atlantis.
And if you look at the they call it the Pillars of Hercules.
Yeah.
And
that's where
right.
You said it would be.
And the Rock of Gibraltar is connected with it also. Right there where right there on the Portuguese coastline.
I'm familiar
and,
with
and
I've been
some,
to Portugal.
Some of those places, those are international waters. They don't allow anybody to go down and actually survey them.
Yeah, they don't want you to know what's there.
Because they know what's down there.
Yes.
There are several, you know, pieces of technology down there, and there are several vessels, and they don't want anybody going down there, you know, just document it and bringing it back to the surface.
Of course, they have to keep us dumb.
But in time, that landmass will rise again.
What happened to it? What was the disaster that destroyed it? Do you know?
Now that and it's kind of cloudy as far as trying to figure out, you know, which disaster destroyed it. I don't know whether it was Noah's flood or a disaster previous, you know, before that.
Something sunk it.
Yeah, it did, and
pole swaps.
Yeah, it probably was a pole shift that did it. Most likely.
Shift, yeah.
And Lemuria, parts of Lemuria is already back up.
Where's that? Where's it back up? What do you mean?
In the southeastern Pacific.
Really?
Or if you want to call it west, because I think it's across the date line, that part of
so
it.
So it's rising?
Yeah, and it is not, the Chinese are trying to claim it.
Okay, that's okay. I got you. I know what you're talking about now. Right. Yeah, the Chinese supposedly are doing all kind of stuff down there.
Yep.
How about that? Lemuria. Before we hit this first big break, let me ask y'all a question. September 11th, 1941, you know what happened on that day? September 11th, 1941, that's when they started building the Pentagon. What are the chances? September 11th, 60 years before the September 11th event, they started building the Pentagon.
Yeah, and it just so happened to get shot with some kind of missile of some sort.
Yeah. Oh, no. An airplane, radical Muslim tried to fly an airplane into it. That's what happened.
Yeah, somebody bought a one-way flight on a missile.
That's it.
Yeah. Or when all expense paid.
I hope it was cheap.
Flight, one-way ticket.
Okay, we got to hit a break. We'll be back in 5 minutes, y'all.
Hey, guys. Hunting season is upon us. And here at Wholesale Hunter, we know between kids at school and honeydews, your schedule is pretty packed. So why waste your time driving to one of those big box stores when you can visit us online at WholesaleHunter.com and order the gear and supplies you need with a click of a button? You can shop our huge selection of guns and hunting gear from the convenience of your computer or phone. Stop by our store in Wetumpka at the corner of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road, or visit us online anytime at WholesaleHunter.com. WholesaleHunter.com. That's WholesaleHunter.com.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
27 years ago, Steve Wirth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Wirth Cleaners.
A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Worth Cleaners who they are today, along with Worth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Worth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Worth Cleaners.
Hey, what's the worst thing in the world that can happen to you during football season? You're ready to go to the ball game. You got the car packed up. Everything's good to go. Everybody gets in. Aunt B, Opie, all of them, all your family get in. And what happens? There's a flat tire. Your tires look more like racing slicks than they do regular normal tires. They can take care of it at Woodman Sons Southside Firestone. They've been taking care of my car now for 40 years. Not only the tires that are so incredibly important during football season, but anytime, but also an oil change. Let them check not only the oil, but also the transmission fluid, everything under the hood and all the way to the top of the car. Windshield wipers, very important. They have them at Woodman Sun Southside Firestone. It's football season. You can't go anywhere without having the car, truck, or van ready. So get it taken care of today. They're a half mile south of the Southern Bypass on the Troy Highway.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The risk of showers and thunderstorms will continue into the evening hours tonight before ending. We are in a marginal severe weather risk. Cooler air follows the frontal passage. Overnight low temperature tonight drops to about 56. It will continue to be windy. For tomorrow, cloudy early, then mostly sunny with a high temperature in the mid-70s on Sunday. Dry weather on Monday with highs in the upper 70s and mostly sunny skies. And showers return on Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Sunshine Superman, Donovan. Welcome back to the program. Some stuff happened in Louisiana this past week that just, it kind of lets you know kind of where we are as a society and what's going on with the powers that shouldn't be, is what I call them. A high-level police commander and his wife, who's a junior high school teacher, or I should say was, she's in jail now, are arrested for running a child sex ring. Livingston, Louisiana, a high-level Livingston Parish Sheriff's Office deputy who commanded the SWAT team, has been arrested for unspeakable crimes against children. Dennis Perkins, age 44, and his wife Cynthia Perkins, 10 years younger at 34, are accused of multiple counts of child rape and the production of child pornography, among other disturbing charges. On Wednesday, they were arrested after a months-long criminal probe headed up by the Louisiana Attorney General's Office. After the arrest, footage of the alleged child rapist was posted to Twitter, showing him being led into prison in shackles. According to a source close to the case, the couple was seen in videos and photos committing unspeakable acts with naked children. Horrifying, indeed. When police attempted to arrest him, He reportedly knew they were coming. He tossed his cell phone in a nearby river and fled. This move also led to the top cop being charged with obstruction of justice on top of the child rape counts. WAFB Channel 9 reports that Denny Perkins was a lieutenant with the Livingston Parish's Sheriff's Office Special Operations Unit, SWAT, before being terminated the week of October 21st. He was hired back in 2002 from the Walker Police Department. The alleged child rapist commanded an entire SWAT division and was considered a hero by the community. After the arrest, his wife, Cynthia Perkins, resigned from her teaching position at Westside Junior High School in Walker. It's currently unknown if the victims in the images were students of hers or not. The investigation found so much disturbing evidence against the Perkins that this top cop and his wife are facing more than 120 combined charges. He is charged with 60 counts of production of pornography, including involving a juvenile under the age of 13, 2 counts of first-degree rape, 3 counts of possession of porn involving a juvenile under the age of 13, 2 counts of video voyeurism, and 2 counts of obscenity, whatever that is, according to WAFB. This is just, folks, you have no idea how prevalent this is, the what they do to children. Our government is full of it. There was a story out a while back about the Pentagon and the computers, the number of pornography sites that the computers go to on a daily basis. It's horrible. But this is what's going on within our government.
And Epstein didn't kill himself.
Who?
Epstein.
Oh, no, of course not. Well, when's the last time you've heard anything about Pizzagate or any of the Podestas? You know, that stuff's gone. They control the media, so they sweep this stuff under the rug. There's always something else coming up to take that time. You know, it's
unreal. Do you think for the last 2 years they have been trying to impeach Donald Trump instead of facing the real issues like government being involved with child porn and pedophilia and
they don't want
human
us to
trafficking
know
and drug trafficking and all that kind of stuff?
Well, go ahead. Finish your thought.
It's so disgusting to me that the media and everybody is in collaboration with this, that they talk about, you know, impeaching Trump. They throw all these other little things out, you know, like Facebook things. Mm-hmm. Popeye's running out of chicken sandwiches. Or not Popeye's, what was the other one?
No, you're right. Popeye's in their sandwich.
Yeah, somebody had a chicken sandwich. Yeah. It was like, you know, that dominated the news.
Total BS.
When we have Epstein that was imprisoned and supposed to be going to testify, and all this information that he had, and
all the people he knew,
supposedly he committed suicide, and under suicide watch with the cameras that are supposed to monitor 24/7
turned off,
and
the guards who were supposed to check on him every 5 minutes didn't,
and his cellmate conveniently removed prior to, and the whole circumstances of removing the body and the body not even looking like him are similar but not quite. It just so much adds up to that.
You're a conspiracy theorist.
I'm extremely a conspiracy. I'm not just a conspiracy theorist, man. There are conspiracies. When it implicates almost all of government, from Congress, you know, the House of Representatives, the senators, presidents, federal judges, attorneys, most of Hollywood, then of course, and the media. The media is fully involved with these nasty practices.
Yes, they are.
Messing with children.
Not only that, Jason. Dukes, duchesses, princes, kings, lords.
Yes. Higher ranking, the more they're involved.
All over the world.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't even going outside of the United States. But yes, you're correct. It's all of them are involved.
Well, that's the thing. Every time I get behind this microphone and talk to y'all, I'm repeating the same thing over and over and over.
But you have to.
But people, I don't think anybody's getting it. Do they not understand where we are? This country will fall, folks. It will fall. It's coming.
Yeah.
If we don't stop it.
Yeah, we had at a crossroad. I heard one of our congressmen talking about it with on Dan Mowry's show the other day. One is from Huntsville. I can't think of his name.
I don't know.
Anyway, No, he's a senator. He ran for Congress.
Mo Brooks?
Mo Brooks, yes.
Yes.
And
took me a minute.
he actually said it. He said it out of his own mouth. He said, if we don't do something about this, he said, our republic will fall.
Yes, it will. And, it's not too big.
And he actually told the truth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard he's a good guy.
And Will Barr is a part of it, or he would be doing something about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course, you know, when it happened, he's like, oh, yeah, we're going to investigate and look into this. He committed suicide under suicide watch. BS.
We're never going to know the truth, just like Vegas. We're never going to know the truth.
He protected that pedophile, George Bush.
Yep.
And if he was not deep state, he would have taken George Bush down when he was attorney general then.
Exactly.
The latest is on pretty much on the same in the same category. Is that Donald Trump's lawyer has made a butt call, in other words, and he was talking to a person in the media or the press, and
made
they
a
actually
butt call. You mean he accidentally called him?
Yeah, not a booty call, but a butt call. He butt dialed him.
Yeah, and I actually think he did it on purpose, you know, just to throw him off.
Uh huh.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what was in the call?
Large sums of money, and you know, talking to somebody.
He's setting them up.
Yeah, he's setting them up big time.
They'll take it too.
I would.
They're desperate.
I would totally set them up, man. But
they're desperate. And let me—you know what? Everybody in this room knows why they're desperate, right? Because Donald Trump is more than just a stumbling block to the Luciferian New World Order. He holds the key that can unlock all the dark, evil secrets for the world to see. Everything I'm telling you, what they're doing to kids, all of this stuff is there, and he can uncover it. And they've got to—it's a game. They've got to stop him before he does.
And he has the power to open up a technology that will turn this whole country into a utopia overnight.
Yep. Exactly.
And that's the truth.
You're right.
Yeah.
You know,
but they're going to keep him busy defending himself against impeachment and everything else.
Well, that's the thing, Jason. He's been playing defense since he's been in office. He hadn't had much chance to play offense.
Oh, God, please be with us on this and let Donald Trump play offense for a change.
You know, what the number I'm hearing, and Postman, I think you and I are on the same page on this. I don't think we've talked about it yet, Jason, but I'm hearing 80% of our government is corrupt.
Right.
Yeah.
80%.
I would say it's higher than that.
It may be.
But 80% is a conservative number.
But the point is, it can't function. If we remove every crook and every pedophile, our government can't function. There's not enough people to run it.
Absolutely. And I can't run for office because I know that I could be corrupted, you know?
We're human.
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously, and the way I feel about it.
At least most of us are.
And at least I know that I can admit that. You know, I can only imagine that the people that are running for the purpose of gaining power are obviously, you know, leaning towards being compromised or corrupted.
Well, sure. You know, like my dad always said,
just to get there.
Why would they spend millions of dollars campaigning for a job that only purportedly only pays $150,000 a year?
Well, when you're making
a lot more than that.
Because when you've got a pocket full of over $100 million like Nancy Pelosi for only making $170,000 a year. And it wasn't that when she first started.
That they need to audit every one of these politicians. They need to pass a law that audit them when they go in and audit them when they come out.
They're making money, just like, you know, her son was...
Insider trading.
Her son is on a board of Ukrainian...
Of course.
Energy
right there
people.
With Biden's sons.
Yeah. And don't forget Mitt Romney, another opponent.
Oh, he's...
Trump,
He was, what was the name of the company he was working for, the financial company? They were the ones that were laundering all the drug money from Mexico.
Yeah.
Bain Capital,
yes.
Yeah.
And yet our stupid Republican Party wanted to put him up as a front runner for President of the United States.
Well, see, Jason, you just hit on something that I think most people have a hard time believing, and that is the Democrats, they're showing us what they are. The Republicans, many of them are just as bad, if not worse, but they're not showing us what they are. There's just as many, there's quite a few Republicans that are just as bad as the Democrats, folks. They're all involved in this.
Yeah.
Just because they got an R behind their name doesn't mean they're innocent.
Right.
Trust me on this.
People think I'm a Republican, but I got to tell you, I am not a Republican. I'm a Christian.
There you go. Well said. With that being said, let's hit this short break. Folks, we'll be back in 3 short minutes.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit headleymetalbuildings.com.
Mr. Sandman.
Time is running out on Mr. Sandman's huge store closing sale in Millbrook. Final markdowns have been taken on many mattresses, headboards, beds, chests, and other furniture. The selection is still huge but shrinking daily. Floor samples from Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Diamond, and other great factories must be sold. We still have some fantastic buys on adjustable bases, and a few bedroom suits remain. We are also putting together some futons I've had stored for years, and they will be bargains. The Montgomery stores are not closing, but we are taking extra markdowns there also. Take advantage of this rare opportunity to save on this large selection of mattresses and beds in all sizes. No interest financing and delivery are available. Some items are limited to current inventory. When they're gone, they're gone. So hurry to Mr. Sandman Mattresses' huge store closing sale on Highway 14 across from the Dollar General in Millbrook, or the two Montgomery locations on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery. All Millbrook sales are final. No holds or layaways. All items are subject to prior sale. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstore is open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday.
Coach Nick Saban.
Helping children is very important to Miss Terry and me. As parents, it saddens us to know that there are more than 5,000 children in foster care in Alabama. These children need loving, nurturing families to care for them. We ask you to join the team and become champions for children by opening your heart, opening your home, and becoming a foster or adoptive parent.
For more information, call 1-866-4-AL-KIDS. Sponsored by the Alabama Department of Human Resources, Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
This is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Sarah was looking for a job, but wanted to stay local.
That's right.
First, she built a giant satellite, then launched it into space to send a signal transmitting her resume. This did not land Sarah a job, but it did start a war with the Zarkon Nebula.
I went too far.
Yes, Sarah went too far. But you don't have to go too far to go far. Montgomery area helpwanted.com only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. Montgomery area helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Hey, welcome back to the program. Let me ask y'all a question. If you're a married guy and you're having an affair, what do you always tell your mistress? What do you tell your mistress?
I'm going to leave her and be with you.
There you go. I'm going to leave my wife and be with you because you want to string her along. Because you want to have your cake and eat it too. Or as the song, and I forget who sang it, I'm in love with the other woman. That's a great song. I know it's wrong to cheat, but it feels better when I sneak or something like this. A great song, but yeah. So women out there, if you're having an affair with some dude that's married and he's telling you, I'm going to leave my wife and be with you, he's lying to you. Don't believe him. And something, it's weird, Jason and I were having this conversation before the show, and I remembered something my grandmother told me one time. I took a girl away from her boyfriend once, and I thought I was in love with this girl. And my grandmother looked at me and said, if you can take her from someone, don't you know someone can take her from you? I thought, she was right. Right. Anyway, that was just a little aside. This isn't pointed or aimed at anyone. It's just stuff off the top of my head. So you deserve better. You really do. Are we ready to get into the... No, let's wait. Let's don't get into the alien stuff and for another little bit first, because there's just so much. There's a company that's come up with a product to remove CO2. It's a new invention. The MIT engineers have devised a new way to remove carbon dioxide. It works like a high-tech catalytic converter, and they're calling it a game changer. I got a feeling that it's not going to be as game-changing as we think, because they want to keep using the CO2 threat for their global warming BS.
So how large is this thing? Is it on a macro scale or?
I don't know. It looks to me like a little box that's, I don't know, maybe a foot and a half, you know, 18 inches long, maybe 4 or 5 inches wide. That's what it looks like.
So it's the size of an argon emitter, right?
Yeah.
You know what an argon emitter is, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. They use it to ripen fruit and tomatoes with inside warehouses.
Yes. And it works.
Yeah, it does. I mean, it works like a it works like a champ.
Yes. Yes, it does.
Yeah.
I've got some video stuff I want to play, but I'm not ready to do that yet. This morning, I was outside about 3 or 4 minutes after 5, and I hear the distinctive sound of fighter planes. Two of them flew over East Montgomery low and fast and loud, rattling the house about 5:03 this morning. That's interesting. They normally don't do that. I don't think they're supposed to do that, but they've been doing that a lot lately, which is strange. And some weird, weird clouds in the sky. I found this story, and this is, well, let me just read it to you because it makes sense. So you really think you're free? Do you think you're free? Try this one on for size. In Washington State, a family that runs a charity on their own property in which they cut, split, and deliver firewood to the sick and elderly, they're now facing fines of $2,500 per day for their charitable contributions to their community. You believe that?
What state is this?
Washington State. They're fining them for delivering free firewood to the elderly so they can stay warm.
Oh, they fining them for cutting the trees or what? It's got to be that. It's got to be for cutting trees.
$2,500 fines per day. I don't know. I'll look up the details of it.
I don't know. I mean, they put people in jail for feeding the homeless. I mean, it's just...
Exactly. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. It's stupid.
And you know, sometimes when I'm checking my phone and I find stories on my email app on my phone, that same email's not on my computer. That happened again this week. It was about trash. There's actually an intelligence program having to do with your trash. Believe it or not, your trash is free game. Anything you throw in the trash, the government or any version of the government, anybody working for the government can go through your trash. That's how they compile a lot of information on you, believe it or not.
Oh, yeah. I've seen Prattville Police Department going through people's trash.
Yep. They do that, folks. Yeah. So be careful what you put in your trash. Now, I have an incinerator that I made. I burn my stuff up. I'm not about to throw it in the trash for them to go through. But there's actually an intelligence program that they started many years ago that does that, goes through your trash. I mean, it's crazy.
But it don't matter if they find something you on you or not. If they want you to go down, they'll make it up.
Absolutely.
They'll plan it. It's, you know.
That's what they do.
Do you think those Archon sigil laden trucks that goes down to the to the ballpark to collect your sensitive letters and so
your
forth,
you know,
out of your house, do you think they shred all that and throw it away?
No, they go through it.
Yeah,
of course they do. I'm sure they have computers and stuff that go through it. They have the equipment to go through it.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting crazy, folks, the overstep of our government. This is no longer the of, by, and for the people government. I hope you realize that.
Yeah, I'm sure somebody's got a patent on a scanner shredder. You
Ooh.
Feed it through, and it scans it as it's shredding. Goes into a digital
That's
format.
That's a damn good idea. To write that down.
Well, I'm sure it's already there, man.
I'm sure. You're right.
If it's been thought of, it's already been done, man.
Yes, interesting you say that.
It's like music. There's no new riffs.
There's not. You know? You've got to steal people's riffs.
Yeah, you're going to have to use music that's already been made up in some form or fashion because it's all been played.
That's true. We go back and listen to the classic stuff.
Yeah.
Wagner and all that. It's all there.
Yeah.
Listen to this story. Two men walking through a parking lot were recorded on a security camera making racial insults. This led to their arrest under a Connecticut statute that makes it a crime to, quote, ridicule anyone because of their creed, religion, color, denomination, nationality, or race. If convicted, the students could face 30 days in prison. Eugene Volok, a law professor at UCLA, says the statute under which the men were charged is obviously unconstitutional. Duh. Because there's no First Amendment exception for speech that insults based on race or religion. You know, I may not agree with what people say, but I will fight for their right to say it. That's
Amen.
How it's supposed to be. Everybody should feel this way. And think about this. We know in California that at the bus stops, they have microphones recording what everybody says. Think of the implications of this. If they can arrest you for things that you say to your buddy, not in public per se, but out there where they can capture it, where is this going to stop? You know?
It won't. Everything's it won't. Fair game for them. Yeah.
Them killing the First Amendment.
Yeah, they're well on their way to killing all them. The Constitution's being shredded.
It'll end up like North Korea, where people are scared to even have a thought because they know the government is reading their mind. You know, because, I mean, everybody turns each other in out of fear of being turned out in their cells.
Like Nazi Germany was.
So they're scared to whisper in the streets, you know, anything against their government because they know that the government can hear them.
Reminds me of the movie Enemy of the State. At the very end of that movie, they're talking to the congressman who sponsored this radical spying bill. And he said, well, at the end of the day, maybe, you know, the only thing that you have that we can't get is what's inside of your head. Maybe that's enough or maybe it's not. And I tell you, I've read a lot of stuff where they can go in and read your thoughts.
Yes, they can. I've been watching this TV series called Fringe.
You sound like my mom.
Many ways.
Yeah.
Many ways to read your mind.
It's unreal.
Yes.
Tulsi Gabbard. I love old Tulsi. That's a pretty woman. She has been accused by Hillary Clinton of being a Russian asset. Hillary's also accused Green Party candidate Jill Stein. Now, I never thought I would ever agree with anything Jill Stein says, but she's absolutely correct. Because Jill Stein and Tulsi are both saying Hillary is using this opportunity to crack down on anyone who will go against the military-industrial complex and their wet dream of endless wars, because that's what they want. They make a fortune when they're at war.
Well, I think it's all projection, because everybody knows that Hillary is a Russian asset.
Of course she is. Yeah it is. It's incredible the way they do
that. They couldn't have gotten the, 20% of our uranium without her.
Well, remember, that went before a panel of, I think, four different senators that had to approve that. So she couldn't make that call on her own.
Oh, no.
One of those men was Jeff Sessions.
But you can bet that they were afraid of accidentally killing themselves.
Yes, they were afraid of that. And you never know how much of our government's money, just like Biden, she might have said, hey, if you know, we'll sell you this 20%, but you're going to need to give $100 million to the Clinton Initiative, or who knows?
Oh, yeah, they gave many millions to Clinton Foundation and her campaign, and through different avenues of producing revenue.
Yes, yes.
They paid her indirectly. It's money laundering through
it
politics.
It's like the mafia.
Yeah.
The government's run like the mafia. I don't know if you've ever heard of the Proud Boys. Well, two of them have been sentenced to 4 years in prison for defending themselves against aggressive Antifa members.
Oh, you're talking about the hammer thing on the bus?
I don't know about the hammer.
Yeah, there's a video of it. Okay, they were playing a clip of these guys on the bus hitting some Antifa guys with a hammer. But it doesn't show prior to that where the Antifa guys throw the hammer on the bus.
It's just like the football player that pushes back and gets the flag gets thrown. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, that's the deep state letting us know that, hey, if you're stupid enough to try to stop what we're doing, we're going to make sure that we're going to make an example out of you. Because they're all behind this, folks. They want the government to fail. They want this country to collapse. They want to destroy the sovereignty of America.
Yeah.
You know, it kills me that every day on all the programs on this very network, you know, they're getting